Morning, everybody. Good to see you again. That was it. Jenica, was that the robot? Did the robot help you? You almost fell a little bit. Did you have your robot? Robot, she had the robot. Did it help? Oh, it did. It did help you. Well, that's good to hear. I wonder if the robot can dance. Because I can't. I got two things today to share. Okay, first, where was our first reading today? You guys, what did you think? The library. Well, you're actually kind of correct because a Bible is really a library. A lot of books. 73 books in the Bible. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? What do I have? I have a cross. Oh, yeah. Cross is great. Do you have a cross? You don't? You should tell your parents to get one. You are an old cross. What do you got? Oh, you do have a cross. From Christmas. Awesome. I love it. Oh, it just makes the day. I want to talk today. It was actually somebody who wrote, or eventually wrote. Today we had, where did we write? What did we listen today from the Bible? Which one? It was not in the Old Testament, you're correct, it was in the New Testament. Charlie, what do you, who was it? What book? You heard it? What do you think?
The book of John?
Yes, we listened to that. That was the last reading, the Gospels. What was the first reading we had today, Charlie? You know? What do you think?
The book of Luke?
Nope. Good guess. What was it? The Acts. It's got part of that. The little one got said the Acts, which is correct. Yep. There we go. There we go. The Acts of the Apostles. Yep. So it's a book about kind of the beginning of our church. After Jesus died and he rose, that's how we became a Christian group. Now, Acts of the Apostles, what I want to mention today is that the figure today that we heard was Paul. Okay, Paul. Somebody, have you heard of Paul? What was like about Paul in the Gospel, in the Acts of the Apostles, in the readings later? What do you know? Paul. Well, we'll wait. Wait for after. We need to know Paul. He's a big dude. Yeah, he did. He actually persecuted the Christians before. Paul was Jewish. And at the beginning, he herded Christians. And then what happened to him? You know?
Then he was preaching about Jesus.
Yeah, then he preached about Jesus. So he changed teams. He actually herded the Christians, now became Christian. And actually, he was hurt. You know, I want to mention this today for our adults too. That, I mean, when you know what Paul was sharing to people, it was really kind of crazy. Because there were communities that would throw stones at him because he was talking about Jesus. He was whipped. He was arrested. He was eventually martyred, or he was killed because he believes in Jesus. I say that today because as young people, we want to preach Jesus. Right? So I want to go to the second thing. Now I got to really listen to this one, right? Because you got to tell me, what is this? What is it? A cell phone. Should a cell phone be in the church, do you think? No. Okay, so I'm actually going to kind of break that rule. Here's why. It's off. It's always good, adults. Phone's off. Also, I have a little, it's kind of, you might not even see it. Do you know what these little buttons are called? I'm asking preschoolers this stuff. Because the kids know what this stuff is. I mean, more than mine. What is this? What's the pictures? Yeah. What's the other ones? What are they called? What are they called? There's a different name. Yeah, they're pictures. What do you think? They're cute. I hope it's a picture of you. What are they? What are little buttons there? What are they? Apps. Okay. Do you know that the reason why I'm bringing this today, why? Because the whole Bible is on my cell phone. So I press the button, it says Holy Bible. And there you go. I have a Bible on my phone. And I know what young people getting cell phones and iPads. I want to share the one thing today because I mentioned Paul, he's teaching about Jesus. And here is somebody in the Old Testament that needed to talk about God. Listen to this. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, his name was Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. Do you know what Jeremiah said right back to God? He said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only young. Like you. Young. He told God, I don't need to do that. I don't speak. I'm too young. I've said this before. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only young. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Meaning, you can talk about Jesus. Right? You should. You need to. Talk about Jesus. Talk about the love of Jesus. Talk to your friends. Because Jesus loves you. Right? And that's why we're at church. That's why we're at a school where we can pray every day for like every class. That's why we have Jesus. And that's why we can pray with each other, with our Lord. It doesn't matter that you're young. Actually, sometimes the youngest can proclaim the gospel very well in your life. All right, let's stand and we'll offer our prayer.